I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Pope Francis has accepted the resignation of Melbourne's Archbishop Dennis Hart. Hart is 77 years old, 2 years older than the age bishops must offer their resignation. He had stated in an interview last year that he would prefer to go to jail rather than tell civil authorities about any child sex abuse that had been revealed to him during confession. The Archbishop stated confession was a part of religious freedom. Pope Francis has named Monsignor Peter Comensoli as Archbishop Hart's replacement in Melbourne. The Archdiocese of Baltimore, as well as bishops from surrounding dioceses, have offered their prayers for the victims and first responders of the shooting at Capitol Gazette in Annapolis, Maryland yesterday. 5 people were killed and 2 were injured in the shooting. The gunman, Gerard Warren Ramos, has been charged with 5 counts of first-degree murder. Ramos is said to have a history with the newspaper that includes a lawsuit and years of harassing its journalists on social media. The United Nations Migration Agency has rejected the Trump administration's suggested candidate to lead the agency as director general. The current head, U.S. diplomat William Lacey Swing, is leaving in September. The candidate, Ken Isaacs, was eliminated during 3 rounds of voting by diplomats. The 2 remaining candidates are Antonio Vitorino of Portugal and Laura Thompson of Costa Rica. This will be the first time the position is held by a non-American since the creation of the agency in 1951. The lower house of parliament in Spain has agreed to consider a bill that would legalize euthanasia in the country. A spokesman for the Socialist Party, which introduced the bill, said the legislation was modeled after similar bills in Belgium, the Netherlands, and Luxembourg. If the bill passes, adults that suffer from a serious chronic disability or terminal illness would be able to request assisted suicide that would be funded by the healthcare system. Before the drugs could be given, the patient would need the approval of 2 doctors and repeat their request for assisted suicide 15 days after making their first inquiry. Spain's bishops have spoken out against euthanasia, calling for laws that respect life while helping with pain, improving the quality of life, supporting families, and offering spiritual and emotional assistance instead. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.